Today's share in Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Daf Ayin Beis Omud Aleph. And we had actually finished off Simen Mem Beis yesterday in the Mechaber. However, we still have a couple of Mishnah Berurahs left over. And that's where we'll begin today. Just to remind ourselves, we still were talking about the holiness of the Tefillin Zekel, the Tefillin Bag. And we had spoken about that if a person designates his Tefillin Bag to be for Tefillin, but he hasn't yet put the tefillin inside of it, so then the tefillin don't yet take on the kedusha of having a, of being a tefillin bag. The tefillin bag doesn't take on the kedusha yet of being a tefillin bag. But the Mechaber had concluded, if you did put in the tefillin inside this bag that you had designated, then you can no longer use it for mundane purposes. But if you'd only done one of the two, you only designated it but didn't put the tefillin in there, or you put tefillin into a bag, but you hadn't designated that bag as being a tefillin bag, it wasn't made to be a tefillin bag, so then you still can put mundane items in that bag as well. And now we go to Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Nechov Gimel. Milsahi. This is significant if you designated it and then you put the tefillin inside such a bag. If it was designated for the usage of tefillin, made for tefillin, it was a tefillin bag, and then you put the tefillin inside of it, now it has the kedusha of a tefillin bag, and you can't put anything else in there other than tefillin. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Af, the besif alif, kaimalon demuta l'shanos ha-shalrosh ulorido mikdushaso mitam dasmon alav milsi, even though we had previously said that one could change the kedusha of a tefillah shorosh, which you hadn't yet used, to make it into a tefillah shoyad. That's an internal, intrinsic kedusha. How can we do that? We said over here you can't do that. He says that's because after sham hu gufa kedusha, even though there is actual kedusha to the tefillin, when you made it a shorosh, so that was a kedusha to it, even though you haven't worn it yet. Shiny husn, there it's different. The al kolponim osir b'hem kedusha kitzas, because you haven't totally removed the kedusha, you're going to use it as a shoyad. So the kedusha intrinsically is still there, albeit it's slower. Aval hocha over here, hello rotsa lasus b'hem dover chol. Here you want to use it for a mundane purpose, not for a kedusha purpose, and therefore it's not permitted once you've designated it to be a tefillin bag and you put the tefillin inside of it. However, ulazeh mahani hazmona b'gufa kedusha, here that designation of making it a parchment that was going to be written for tefillin, and now you want to use it for a mundane purpose, you're totally removing the kedusha, and therefore we do say hazmona milsahi in regards to this type of making it into a dover kadosh, as opposed to a tefillin bag, which is not a guf kedusha, hazmona lav milsahi. As the Mishnah Berurah explains, avohocha halorot selasos b'hem dover chol. Here you want to use this parchment now for something that is chol, mundane. Ulzeh mahani hazmona b'gufa kedusha, and therefore when you designated originally this parchment for tefillin, you can use it for a mezuzah, but you can't use it for a davar chol. You can't write a shtar on it. But ayin magen Avram, he brings down the magen Avram, shevi deos hacholkin out there. There are those that disagree with this. Usiru di af beguf hakdusha hazmona eino klum. There are those that are more makel over here and say that even when you designated the parchment for tefillin, even though the parchment has kedusha to it, you still could use it for a mundane purpose since you never actually used it for tefillin. Nevertheless, the afapikain lenin maisa yesh lahachmir. The Mishmur says halacha lemaisa. We don't paskin like these more lenient opinions, and we go kisvara rishona, and we do as we said. Once you've designated for a dover shebikdusha, like a parchment for writing tefillin, you shouldn't use it for mundane matter. Ukmoshe kosavnu bir halacha, and he explains this in more detail in the bir halacha. But nevertheless, a tenai still will work for something like this. If you say, I hereby reserve the right to use this parchment for anything that I want, tefillin or a shtar, then a tenai like that would work. Miu, however, the Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, Im hischa lichtov ala klaf stam, if you started writing, and in Dirshu footnote 32, he brings down from Rav Yashiv Zatzal that starting writing means even writing one letter, if you wrote a single letter of a Sefer Torah, Tefillin, or Mezuzah on this parchment, oh, shar kisvei hakodesh, or any other type of holy sefer, afilu al hanior, even on a piece of paper, you then shouldn't use that paper for something else. Also, lichtov acha kacholov divrichol lukuli alma. Once you've written even on a regular piece of paper, and certainly on a parchment, something that is a davar shebikdusha, you started writing even one letter of the stam, then you can't use it for mundane purposes. Shezeh also maisa shel gufakdusha, you made over here an actual maisa in this item, this paper or this parchment. Afilu tnai lo mahani b'zeh. Now, a tnai won't even work for something like this. In the issue footnote number 34, he brings down a long arichas on this, and he discusses what about published printed svarim. And he writes, svarim utfasim, printed svarim, shad vasam hi chesiva, their printing is the equivalent of writing, yesh bem kedusha, they do have a certain level of kedusha to them. And he brought down in the Sharet Zion that we'll learn in Shin Lai Medalid, shemetzilin b'Shabbos, you're allowed to save such svarim on Shabbos, just like you're allowed to save stam on Shabbos, b'pnei adelaika, because of a fire. So they do have a certain level of kedusha to them as well. And in Dishu footnote 34, he goes into great detail discussing the number of other ramifications of this halacha. And finally, he brings down at the end of this footnote an interesting halacha. What about if a speaker makes notes on a piece of paper? He makes mari makomus for himself, like simon and bovad, little notes that are davar shebikdusha, but they're not really recognizable to anybody else. So these little footnotes that a speaker, a magid shir, might be giving, would they have the status of shemos over here? So he brings down from the Igris Moshe, she'en behem kedusha. These little chits of paper over here that a speaker may write down one or two or three words or something like that, short footnotes or a shorthand to remind him. He's going to speak about five different things. He writes down the five different words that will remind him of the five subjects he wishes to speak about. That doesn't have Kedusha, according to Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zatzal. Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Chav Dalet writes, when we say you put inside of it the tefillin, tzar bei, pirish lefi shah, only on a temporary basis. Began bistama, without saying anything, afilu mosa came pa'amim, harbe, even if you put it inside a plastic bag, and you put your tefillin there a number of times, but you didn't designate it and didn't say anything about it, ashav v'chol pama yolefi shah derech harai, each time it was only on a temporary basis, lo niskadesh ayidezeh, that paper bag, the plastic bag that you put the tefillin into, doesn't have a kedusha to it. However, avolim tzar bei bikvias, but even a plastic bag or something like that, where you're really using it on a daily basis, osh tzar bei afilu pam achas, or you put it in there on one time, afsh tzar ba adaito dikviusa, and you put it there with the intention that you're going to use this all the time, then the hainu shoya oz b'daito lemeitzah beitomid, you wanted to use this on a regular basis, so then that action, afilu azvene meikari, even though you didn't originally think to designate it, but your action here makes it gam kein osur. So if you take a plastic bag and you decide to use that plastic bag for your tefillin and you put it in there and say, even without saying that I'm designating this as a tefillin bag, but you put your tefillin in there and say, you know, this is what I'm going to be using to put my tefillin in, or you don't even say that, but you intend that, so then the havei ka'azmon of itzor bei. This has the halachic status of this if you verbally designated it and put the tefillin into it, and then you can't put mundane things in it anymore. The imperish almanasal fanoso. If you, however, said with the intention of taking it out, afilu tzar be come upon him. Then, even if you though you put in the tefillin there on several occasions, v'gam azmenei meikara, and even though you designated it there initially, mutter, because kol shelo also kis l'shem tefillin. If the item wasn't made specifically as a tefillin bag, but as a plastic bag or some other type of a bag, and it wasn't designated originally for being a tefillin bag, and even though you intended to put it in there now, but you intended to take it out, then it doesn't have the kedusha yet of a tefillin bag. And he brings this down as well in Sif Katan Yud Dalet. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah concludes this simon with two last seifim, Chav Hei, Velo Azmenei, you never designated it, Meolam, ever, L'shem Tefillin. And in this situation where you didn't designate it, but you just used it, or you used it, and didn't designated it, but didn't use it, Share, it's allowed to be used for mundane purposes. The Mishnah Berurah Chav Vav says, Yeshomrim da'ainu da'asudo lo niskadesh aidei shetzar bei pam achas bli azmona. The kerchief that you wrapped your tefillin in on an occasional one time or so basis without designating that kerchief to be the tefillin zekel, so it doesn't have any kedusha to it. Avol kozman she'a tefillin sham. But while the tefillin are there, while the tefillin are in there, even though it won't have permanent kedusha, you shouldn't put anything mundane inside that tefillin bag that's holding the tefillin right now, even though it's not a permanently designated tefillin bag. So if you have your tefillin inside a plastic bag or some other container, don't put money or other mundane things in there. What should you do? Keep it in a separate compartment, wrap it up separately, and in this way you won't have any problems. This concludes Simon Membeis, but I'd like to go through a couple of additional points in the Halacha Berurah that add to and supplement some of the things we talked about. The Halacha Berurah writes, "Im rotzel oniach ha-sidr betoch kis ha-myuchad l'tzorach ha-tfilin," if you want to put your sidr inside the tefillin zekel, or if you want to put a mirror inside there, people often use a mirror, and the Halacha Berurah brings down poskim that say it's acceptable to look at a mirror to make sure that your tefillin shorosh are in the right place, although I think I mentioned previously that the San Zerav, the Divrei Chaim, was against this, but because he held that a mirror had the status of a beged isha. Men didn't look at mirrors in those days, in his time, about 150 years ago, and therefore it wasn't common for men to use a mirror, so it would be like wearing a woman's clothing if a man used a mirror, but today obviously that's not the case, and therefore most poskim say that one can use a mirror to check the tefillin. In fact, many recommend using it, as the Halacha Brewer here says. So to put these types of things inside your tefillin zekel, if you want to use it for this, you should make a tenai up front about this in order to be able to put the tefillin mirror or a sitter inside the tefillin zekel. Furthermore, he adds, what about a thought? If you had a thought to use something as a tefillin bed, so he says, Ein hazmonoso b'machshova nechsheves lazmona. Designating something in your mind without verbalizing it has no effect whatsoever. However, he says, mikol makom, imiyad b'shor shechoshav shiel shein tefillin, nosam bo tefillin, if at the time that you thought it, you immediately put in the tefillin, then he says, also l'shtamish bo l'divrichol. That is the equivalent of verbally designating it. If you immediately show your action, putting the tefillin in this tefillin zekel, right after you thought that you're designating this as a tefillin zekel, he said that works as well to make it into a tefillin zekel. He says as well, if you designated a tefillin bag to be for your tefillin, but you haven't yet purchased the tefillin, that doesn't count yet, and you mutal shanosu, you can still change it at that point in time. So even though you made it for a tefillin bag, and you did an asiya, that doesn't count if you didn't own the tefillin at that point in time. Furthermore, he adds, im yeid kis letzorach tefillin, if you designated a kiss for the tefillin, and then you put in the tefillin, and then you want to put in a new pair of tefillin. Tefillin, not something else. Can you change it from one pair of tefillin to another? He says, me'ikra din yesh lahakel. However, he says, ha'mach mitvav al-bracha. He says, you shouldn't even change it to another pair of tefillin. But then he adds, if that other pair of tefillin is a higher quality tefillin, then you can definitely do this afilu l'chatrila. But if it's a lower quality tefillin or an equal quality tefillin, he says, while you can do it, hamachmir tovo olav bracha. And now we will start Simon Men Gimel, which deals with eich lisnaig b'tfilin b'ich konso l'vesakise. Those days, again, they used to wear their tefillin all day long, and they would have the question all the time. If they had to go to the bathroom during the day, what can they do with their tefillin? Are you allowed to go into a bathroom with tefillin on? Can you urinate with tefillin on? Defecate with tefillin on? What are you supposed to do? Shalrosh, shalyad, all these many interesting halachos, which are not so extant today because we don't wear our tefillin all day, so they're still very important to learn these halachos, and they do apply. Somebody has to go to the bathroom during the davening when he's wearing his tefillin. So the Mechaber starts off and he says, "Osur likones lebeis hakisei kavua lahashtin betefillin shebarosho." One is not permitted to go into a permanent bathroom, a designated bathroom, in order to urinate while he's wearing the tefillin shorosh. Every one of these words has importance to it, which we'll explain in a minute. And the Mechaber continues, "Gezeira shemayas behem tzracha," because you may come to defecate in such a permanent bathroom. A permanent bathroom has the ability to both urinate or defecate in it. And Rabbi's instituted a gezeira over here. You may come to defecate if we allow you to urinate. The Mishnah Berurah explains as if Katan Aleph brings down the Magen Avraham, who says, "Demasha kosav v'chaber lahashtin," that which you said that you are not allowed to go to the bathroom to urinate. Why did he bedavka say to urinate? He said, "Lirivusonokat." That's an additional chiddush over here. Da'afil lahashtin. Even if you have to urinate, you can't go into the bathroom. Afal bishu chayiv shalodim. A person doesn't have a choice. He has to urinate. He has to go to the bathroom. So even if you're going in there for a valid purpose, you can't wear your tefillin. Also, likones v'kosher kein shalot tzarach. And certainly not to stam go into a bathroom when you don't have to urinate. That certainly is not allowed. The issue footnote number one reminds us that we already talked about this nowadays when we daven. If a person has to go to the bathroom during the middle of davening, he takes off his tefillin to go to the bathroom. We, of course, make a bracha when you come back out because one is not permitted to wear the tefillin in the bathroom. So when you put back on your tefillin, you make the bracha on both the shalyad and the shorosh if you're an Ashkenazi, or you only make one bracha if you're a Sfaradi. That is the halacha. In Sifkot and Beis, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Betfilin shebarosho," implies only the shorosh, but he says, "Hu adin de bizro anami osur mihai time." The same reason you can't go in there with your shorosh, you can't go in there with your shalyad as well, because you may come to defecate, and you're not allowed to defecate while you're wearing your shorosh or your shalyad. Why did he say the shorosh? Because he's telling us the din of holding it in your hand. As opposed to shoyad, you don't have to hold it in your hand. It's on your hand, on your arm. And that's, in fact, the next line that the Mechaber says. However, that's you're not allowed to wear your shorosh into the bathroom. But if you take it off and put it in your hand, one would even be permitted to go into a permanent bathroom and urinate in a permanent bathroom as long as he's not wearing the shorosh, he's holding it in his hand. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Gimel writes, wrote Salomar, Bibigdo uviyad yemino kineged libo. He's holding it wrapped up in something in his right hand, near his heart, as we'll learn in Sif Hei. So while you're wearing your sharosh, you can't go in to urinate, but if you take it off, min hadin, and put it wrapped up in your hand, one would be allowed to urinate only in a bathroom, even though it's a permanent bathroom. The rabbis didn't make the gzeirovia that you may come to go and defecate. And the Rama adds, hagah, v'hainu davka kishemashtin miyusha. This is when you're urinating in a sitting position. Deleko lemechash lenitzotzos. In this position, we're not concerned that you'll have drops of the urine on your foot, and then when you leave the bathroom, people will unfortunately think that you have the status of being a krushovcha, and they'll presume incorrectly, but a terrible lies will go out about your children that you're not the father of your children. Therefore, this concern of being mechash lenitzotzos doesn't apply, as we learned earlier when we learned the halachas of going to the bathroom, doesn't apply if you're sitting down, because then the nitzotzos won't go on your foot. However, the Rama says, "Avomashtin meumad." If you're urinating standing up, pshita diaser. You certainly wouldn't be allowed to do this. The lo adif mibesakisi aroi, because this is no different than going into a temporary bathroom, where by definition you're standing up. V'uadinim mashtin miyushav or beofar tichoach. The lekunitzosos. The same halach would apply if you're going to the bathroom when you're sitting down, or if you're going into an area where there is loose dirt, and you also won't have these nitzosos, the droplets going, the besakise aroi, even if it's a temporary besakise, nami shari, that would also be good. The Ramah then adds and points out, in chiluk ben kevali aroi, there is no difference between a temporary bathroom and a permanent bathroom, linyuzan in this regard, ela the besakise kavu mistamos etzrochav miyushav, in a permanent bathroom where you have the ability to defecate, so a person would take care of his bodily needs while he's sitting down. And a besakise aroi, mistam osim umad, normally he would do just urination, so he'd be standing up. Ho veno nifne ligdolim, since it's impossible to defecate in that bathroom, it's not set up for that. So therefore, there is no technical difference between the two. It all has to do with the position that you're in and the concern about this nitzotzos. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Dalet writes, pshito de asur, be'ochazam biyado, if you're holding the tefillin in your hand, you can't go and urinate in that situation, because shema yekaneach nitzotzos, because you're going to have to wipe off the nitzotzos, and you may come to touch the tefillin with them. And certainly, if they're on your head, it's no good. Because then your hands are free, you may go to defecate, and that wouldn't be allowed. And finally, Sifkot and Hay, the Mishnah Berurah writes, any area, b'makom midron, on a slant as well. In addition, if the dirt was soft, then the splashing won't occur, or if it's on a slant, so the splashing will go away from you, that would also be permissible. Sifkot and Vav, nami shari, it's also permissible. U'mikom makom, yeshrilu kitzas, there is a slight difference between a temporary and permanent bathroom. The bekeva, in a permanent bathroom, the yesh chashash shemayaset shorachav, you may come to defecate, tzor shiyah bevigdo ubiyado. You have to hold the tefillin in your hand in some sort of a garment. K'moshe chasavti, as we already learned in Sifkot and Gimel. U'baroi, in a temporary bathroom, afil biyado levad, even if it's even holding in your hand without a garment, nami murtu bezeh, delek chashash nitzosos, because there's no concern about droplets splashing. That concludes today's shiur.